ಜನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ಗಂಗಮ ಅಶೋಕ ಜನ ತೀರ ಜನ ಚಾರು ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಲಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃತಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಭಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಗಜ ಜನ ರಂಗಮ ಯಶೋದ ಜನ ತೀರ ಜನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೌರವಸ್ಮಿತ ಪರಮಹಂಸಕ ಗುಜರಾತ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಿಮಾತ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿಯ ಸಹೋಚರಣಾರಂಭ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಪಂಡರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಪಂಡರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಿಹಾರಿಯ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಾನಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಕಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಿ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಕಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಮಥುರಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ನೀ ರಮಣವತಿ ಇಸ್ಕನ್ ಅಲಾಫಿಯಾ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೌರಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ಮಿತಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ಜಯ ವೃಂದಾವನಿ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಮಗತ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ all glorious assembly of devotees all glorious assembly of devotees all glorious assembly om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೇ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೆ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ 11th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ದಿ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಪಿಂಗಳ ಟುಡೇ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 21 ತಾವತ್ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯೋ ಮಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ವಿಜೀತಾನ್ ಯಂದ್ರಿಯಃ ಉಮಾನ್ ಮಾ ಜಯೇತ್ ರಸಮನ್ ಯಾವತ್ ಜೀತಂ ಸರ್ವಂ जीते रस तावत् जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् विजितान्नेन्द्रियः पुनान् न जरेत् रसनं यावत् जीतं सर्वं जितेरसे तावत् जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् विजितान्नेन्द्रियः पुनान् न जरेत् रसनं यावत् जीतं सर्वं जितेरसे तावत् जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् विजितान्नेन्द्रियः पुमान् न जयेद् रसनं यावत् जीतं सर्वं जितेरसे जीतान्नेन्द्रियः पुमान् conquered the senses. Na, not. Shat, can be. Vijitannendriyaha, one who has conquered all of the other senses. Uman, a human being. Na jayet, cannot conquer. Rasanam, the tongue. Yavat, as long as. Jitam, conquer. Saravam, everything. Jite, who will conquer. Rasi, the tongue. Translation, एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय दी डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद इज 11 कैंटो. ट्रांसलेशन. ऑल्दो वन में कंक्वायर ऑल ऑफ द अदर सेंसेस एज लॉन्ग एज द टॉन्ग इज नॉट कंक्वायर्ड इट कैन नॉट बी सेड दैट वन हैज कंट्रोल्ड हिज सेंसेस. हाउएवर इफ वन इज एबल टू कंट्रोल द टॉन्ग देन वन इज अंडरस्टूड टू बी इन फुल कंट्रोल ऑफ ऑल द सेंसेस. परफेक्ट. By eating, one gives energy and activity to all of the senses. And thus, if the tongue is uncontrolled, all of the senses will be dragged down to the material platform of existence. Therefore, by all means, one must control the tongue. If one fasts, then all of the other senses become weak and lose their potency. The tongue, however, becomes more greedy to taste delicious preparations. And when one finally indulges the tongue, all of the senses quickly go out of control. Therefore, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur advises that one accept Mahaprasadam, or the remnants of the Lord's food, in a moderate proportion. Since the tongue's frustration is also to vibrate, one should vibrate the glorious holy name of the Supreme Lord and taste the ecstasy of pure Krishna consciousness. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Rasa Varjan Rasopiyasya Param Drishtvani Vartate. Only by the higher taste of Krishna consciousness, one can give up the deadly lower taste that keeps one imprisoned in material bondage. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that as long as one's intelligence is materially covered, one cannot understand the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. Trying to enjoy without Krishna, the living entity leaves the abode of the Supreme Lord called Brajabhumi and comes down into the material world, where he quickly loses control of his senses. One becomes particularly victimized by the tongue, belly and genitals, which exert intolerable pressure on the conditioned soul. These desires subside, however, when one re-establishes one's blissful relationship with the Lord, who is actually the reservoir of all pleasure. One who is attached to the taste of Krishna consciousness automatically follows all of the rules and regulations of the religious life due to spontaneous attraction to Vishuddha Sattva or the mode of pure goodness. Without such spontaneous attraction, one is certainly bewildered by the pushing of the material senses. Even the beginning state of devotional service, called sadhana bhakti, regulatory practice, is so powerful that it brings one to the platform of anartha nibriti, where one becomes free from unwanted sinful habits and gains relief from the pressure of the tongue, belly and genitals. Thus, one is delivered from the bondage of the material addiction and can no longer be cheated by the allurements of the material energy. As it is said, all that glitters is not gold. In this regard, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommends that we consider the following song written by his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sarira vidyajan jadendriya tahekar jire thale visaya sagare paramadhye divati yogamaya sudurmati takyeta kathine sansare krishna bada dayamay parivare vibhajan शोक साधन दुल भाई सही अम्मा अमित पाओ राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ प्रेमी डाको चैतन्यता। ओ लॉर्ड दिस मेटेरियल बॉडी इज लंप ऑफ इग्नोरेंस एंड दिस सेंसेस आर ए नेटवर्क ऑफ पार्ट्स टू डेथ somehow we have fallen into this ocean of material sense enjoyment and of all the senses the tongue is most voracious and uncontrollable. It is very difficult to conquer the tongue in this world, but you dear Krishna are very kind to us and have given us such nice prasadam just to control the tongue. Now we take this prasadam to our full satisfaction and glorify their lordship Sri Sri Radha Krishna and in love call for the help of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Sadakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदाहम ददाति सोपदांतिकं वंदे अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमः महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुर्भ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हियर लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एडवाइसिंग और इस टू उद्धव दैट इफ समवन वांट्स टू प्रैक्टिस डिवोशनल सर्विस और यू हैज अ डिजायर टू बिकम अ गोस्वामी देन हैज टू फास्ट कंट्रोल हिज टंग। तार मध्य जिह्वाति अमंग ऑल सेंसेस दिस भास इज टेलिंग दैट अमंग ऑल द सेंसेस दिस इफ वन इज एबल टू कंट्रोल द टंग देन वन इज अंडरस्टूड टू बी फुल कंट्रोल ऑफ ऑल द सेंसेस एंड इफ ही हैज नो कंट्रोल ओवर हिज टंग देन ही इज अ गोदास ही इज अ सर्वेंट ऑफ सेंसेस। सो वन इज द ऑल अदर सेंसेस इज वन फंक्शन but specifically tongue has two functions. He tastes different items of food, whether something is sweet, something is bitter, something is sour, like this. If you just, I keep a piece of samachar, what is called?
Pickles.
Huh?
Pickles.
Pickles. Okay, I'll keep just here. But you just look at this piece of this pickle or achar, then it definitely what will come, saliva will come from your tongue. Huh? So, and it is also not possible to artificially control the tongue. Tongue has two functions, to taste and to speak. So, it is not, Prabhupada is writing that it is not possible artificially, sorry, this Prabhupada is telling that artificially it is not able to control the tongue by fasting. Simply if you fast, but the desire for tasting the foods will increase. Eh? The tongue will want more and more tasty foods. Eh? In practically, I saw in Vrindavan, during Kartik, the fast in the last 5 days, this Bhishma Panchaka, I was in Akhanda Kirtan, in a 24-hour Kirtan with Ayendra Prabhu. Ayendra Prabhu generally forced everyone to do Bhishma Panchaka, 5 days, cool fasting, even no water and nothing. So, but if you not do, then Ayendra Prabhu will not please, he will be chastise you, simply for Krishna's gratification. So anyhow, one devotee was performing Bhishma Panchaka, whole day he was fasting. Everyone is doing kirtan and fasting. But one time when I went to bathroom and we went to backside, some sound was there. I went backside, I saw one devotee. He was just eating like left hand, right hand. What is doing? What is going on? Just pudi, and pudi, bahaprasad, pudi, halwa and so many, one subject is just eating like this. Because, and then, daytime, everyone knows that he is fasting, he is doing Bhishma Panchaka. Little like this. So, that's why he has recommended that one cannot artificially control the tongue. In India, we see many types of the sadhus. Some, there is Dudhahari, means he only drinks milk. There are some sadhus, they are Phalahari, they eat only fruit. There is some Jalahari, only drinks water. So in this way, there are so many types of babas, sadhus. But actually, this is not the process to control the tongue. Cannot control the tongue like this, and restricting the food. That's a Prabhupada's economy, or he is quoting from Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur, that we have to eat Mahaprasad. Instead of stopping the whole eating process, better to take Mahaprasad. And in this way, Krishna Bada Dayamai Karivarajuhaja, Krishna is very merciful, and he gave us this Mahaprasad. By eating Mahaprasad, and gradually we can control our tongue. Because a devotee can be, we can judge a devotee what he is eating. A devotee eat only Mahaprasad. He don't eat anything. He don't eat food, he eat prasad. Even the material sense, the modern psychiatrists, they also recommend. What you are eating, this process coming from, where this money is coming, who is cooking, who is cutting sabji, who is cooking, they are all, the consciousness all transferred to that food. When you are eating, we are eating the consciousness of all these peoples. So that's why one should be very careful what he is eating. One should eat only Mahaprasad. That is recommended by here. And once, if you eat Mahaprasad, then gradually we can control our tongue. We have vowed that we will eat, but eat only Mahaprasad. If you are not offered to Krishna, then we don't eat. We eat, but we eat only Krishna Prasad. This is in the beginning, that is in one lecture in Radha Damodar Temple, Vrindavan Prabhupada speaking in Hindi. He told, Prasad kha ke hi bhakta ban jao. Jyada shastra padhne ka zarurat nahi hai. There is no need of reading so many literatures. Just, if you want to control your tongue, start eating Mahaprasad. By simply eating Mahaprasad, you can become a devotee. It was I practically did in America. By simply feeding Mahaprasad to the hippies, I made them devotee. So it must be Mahaprasad. Not cooked by a pure devotee, And in the cook, at least in that kitchen we are sending the second initiated devotees. It is considered that their consciousness is in the higher platform. So if someone, the food is cooked by a devotee and you offer to Krishna, then it has some potency, some power, spiritual power. If you eat that prasadam, then that definite love consciousness will be in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if you just eat some nice foods in some restaurants, then definitely our mind will be agitated, because we take so many consciousnesses, so many people's consciousnesses going on. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommend that Visaira Arna Khaile Malina Hai Mana Malina Mana Haile Mahe Krishnara Smarana. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says that if you eat food that is offered by the Visai people, small materialistic people, sometimes they distribute prasad. We are not necessary, they distribute food. We are distributing prasad. The difference between general food and prasadam. Prasadam is cooked by devotees and it is offered to Krishna. Then we distributing as prasad, it is some different effect. But when the people cook and eat, in Gita Krishna is telling, Jagya uchishta sila santa muchyate sarva kilvisai. Te bhujyante adhama papa je pachyante atma karanat. When a devotee eats prasad, easily control the tongue. Because Jagya Uchishta, he is eating the remnant of Lord Vishnu, or even Mahaprasad, that is remnant of his pure devotees. The tradition in Jagannath Puri, we see that where the Mahaprasad first descended to this material world. So here first Jagannath, after Jagannath eat prasadam, then it offered to Bimaladevi, pure devotee of Jagannath. Then Vimaladevi, after Vimaladevi took prasad, then it become Mahaprasad, then it is offered to all other devotees. So, if someone offered to Krishna and then he takes Mahaprasad, then eat prasad with his devotees, then it has certain potency to control the tongue. Otherwise it is not possible. By simple, that's why I recommend by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that eat Mahaprasad. To control your tongue, you must eat Mahaprasad. Otherwise, if you cook and eat, then te bhujante adhama papa. They are most degraded peoples and they are eating simple sin, reaction of the sin, and they are simply eating sin. That's why you have to offer to Krishna, make it prasad, then eat. Another place Mahaprabhu told, Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, jihara lalasa ghani iti uti dhai, sisna udara parayana Krishna nahi pai. If someone is running here and there, where is bear, he will get nice food, that is very tasty for his tongue. He didn't consider it, whether it is Mahaprasad or it is general food. He will eat like this just to give satisfy his tongue, tasty food. Then he will only satisfy his belly and genital. He will not control, he cannot control his mind. So that's why many places it is recommended that we have to eat prasadam. But prasadam, it becomes prasad when it is cooked by devotee and offered to Krishna. Also the source, how we are getting this, we have this one. In a nice story, in Jaipur one, there is a famous temple, Radha Govinda Dev, the deity of Rupa Goswami. That is a very famous temple. Every day thousands of people come in Mangala Arati. There. So one woman came from Bombay, he wanted to distribute prasadam there. Wanted to distribute prasad there. He told, make prasadam, all items. You may make chapan bhog, no problem. And as much money you need, I supply. Distribute to devotee. Also, you invite the saintly person from Vrindavan, from Ayodhya, from different parts of India. And I will give the whole money for their transport, for their fares. And also, I give some dakshina. So he was ready to spend even $1 million, about crores of rupees. So the pujari, the Goswami asked, where did you get so much money? So she told the truth. that I am a prostitute in Bombay, famous prostitute. I earn money whole life. So now I want to spend this life for the service of the Lord and devotees. But this pujari chastiser, he is a chastiser. We don't take the money from the prostitutes. Get out from here. So, but the prostitute fast, kept fasting and just there, praying to Govinda. He also gave up eating and sleeping and everything. So after 7 days, Govinda came in dream to pujari. Accept our money. Everything belongs to me, whether it's black money or white money. Everything belongs to me. Accept our money and do a feast of our prasadam. So finally the pujari, they accept the money. Then there's a very huge feast and thousands of people came, everyone is happy, so much prasadam. All the saintly persons also, they came and they took prasadam, but the prasad was so tasty. Everyone eating and also filling their tiffin, one and tiffin with them. But that particular night, all the sannyasis and brahmacharis, those who came there and taking prasad, they all had bad dreams and they lost their senses. The next morning they became angry, all saintly persons talking to each other, what is, how it is happened like this? So I'm telling, I have 20 years, I have observed brahmacharis, just until 25, how it is happened? They come with angry, taking the sticks, they come to pujari. How, what you did? Where did you get this money? Because it was from prostitutes' money and it was cooked by the professional cookers. So many, a devotee cannot cook so many items. So it was cooked by the professional peoples from the market. And he put in front of Govinda Dev. Then the sadhus was become so angry, he wanted to beat the pujari. Pujari just hid himself. Then he was crying before to Govinda Dev, why you told me to accept? Now what is going on? They are going to beat me. Then they want to beat me, attack me. So Govinda Dev told, tell these peoples, when they were eating, what was their consciousness? They were eating Mahaprasad, or just they eating the tasty food because they are so tasty. And they eat it, and also sadhu should not store as much as he could eat. That's okay. Then this one again I took with the tiffin and again eat in night. So Krishna can take all reactions. He is anagha. A sinful reaction cannot touch to Krishna. But for general people, so even the devotees, they should be very careful. So we have to see. What is the source of the money? Who is the cook? Who is cutting sabji? Who is cooking? What is consciousness? Then it offered to Krishna, then it become Mahaprasad. Otherwise the karmic people is cooking, then singing, filling some, thinking about his girlfriend, cooking, and so many material enjoyment is coming within his thought. So such, that cannot be prasadam. That's an iskam. We appoint dirty kitchen, the devotees who are second initiated, they cook prasadam, then you offer to Krishna, then it become Mahaprasad. So if it is such Mahaprasadam, the consciousness will be changed. That is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is recommending to how to control the tongue. Eat only Mahaprasad. That's why Narada Muni was so merciful. This Mahaprasad was not in this material world before. This Mahaprasadam was in Vaikuntha planet. So Narada Muni plan how to bring it to this material world, so it will be easy to deliver the conditioned souls. That's why Narada Muni plan to bring the Mahaprasadam to this material world. So he went to Vaikuntha one time, then he started serving Lakshmi in the kitchen. Kitchen, he started cleaning the pots, cleaning the kitchen, cutting sabji. So Lakshmi Devi told, what are you doing? Narada, you are a preacher, you are supposed to go out and teach. Travel and teach Krishna consciousness. Why, what are you doing here in kitchen? You want something? Narada told, yes, I like to ask some boon. So Lakshmi Devi told, okay, You are the most dear devotee. You ask, definitely I give you whatever you ask. He told, okay, mother, first I will take a vow that whatever I ask, you will give. And then Lakshmi took vow, but Narada told, I need Mahaprasadam, Mahaprasadam. Whatever prasad you according to the Lord, then after you also taking that prasad, so give that Mahaprasad, something Mahaprasad to me also. Well, Lord Narayana told to Lakshmi, don't give my remnant to anyone. Just you have the right to eat my Mahaprasad, but not to any other living entity. So Lakshmi now in trouble. He gave the word to Narada and Narada asking Mahaprasad. That's why Lakshmi here serving prasadam to Narayana, that day she was little misminded, thinking something in mind, in trouble. So Narayana could mark that. Told, oh Lakshmi, what happened to you? Why you are misminded? He told, your dear devotee is Narayana, put me in trouble. You told, don't give this Mahaprasad to anyone, but now he is asking this Mahaprasad. What shall I do? Started crying. So Narayana told, don't worry. Just after taking prasad, when I go to sleep, so I just move to other side. You take some Mahaprasad and give to Narada Muni as if I did not know about it. Just give some. So now, Narada Muni, then Lakshmi smiled, then she came and gave some Mahaprasad to him. And Narada Muni, he intends into how to take this Mahaprasad to the material world. Because Vaishnavas are always paradukhe dukhi. They think about others, for the well-being of others. And Narada Muni just immediately, just one hand he is playing his bina, his musical instrument. Narada Muni, Bajaya Bina, Radhika Ramana, chanting Hare Krishna, he went to Kailas immediately. He was dancing and chanting. Lord Shiva told, what happened to you, Narada, today? How you are so ecstatic? He told, because I got some Mahaprasad. Lakshmi Devi gave some Mahaprasad. So Shiva told, where is Mahaprasad? Please give me something. You already finished. But Shiva just caught his hand and saw some Mahaprasad here, there, and it is out. So Shiva started licking on his tongue. Then Shiva also started accompanying Narada, and both Narada and Shiva started dancing. The material, this whole planet was just trembling. Because Lord Shiva is dancing. This is that. So, Mother Earth pray to Sat Parvati, do something. This is not the time for annihilation. So Parvati came, saw that, so enthusiastic Lord Shiva is dancing. He told, hey, stop it! Stop dancing! What are you doing? This is not the time for annihilation or destruction. Why you are so ecstatic today? So Shankarji told, I got some Mahaprasad. This Naradji gave me some Mahaprasad. So she started also. She also told, okay, very Mahaprasad for me. You are my husband. Whatever you received, half of that belongs to, or you have to give me. Why is Mahaprasad? Lord Shiva told, this is very little Mahaprasad. I just licked his hand again. But Parvati became very disturbed. She told, all the devotees of Lord Vishnu, they called me Maya Devi. Maya Devi, Maya, Maya, no one want to look me in as a devotee. Everyone wants to hurt me, they want to be away from me. You are my husband, you are also did this injustice to me. So, I am such unfortunate, started crying like anything, Parvati. So Lord Vishnu appeared, knowing the situation. Lord Vishnu told, okay, what is happened now? Parvati, why you are crying? Oh, understand the situation. So, don't worry. Just to please you, because this material world is known as Devi Dham. Because Parvati is the Sushti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Reka. Chaya Vajasya Bhubanani Vibhati Durga. So, Ichchanu Rupa Mapijasya Chatishtetesa Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. So, Lord Vishnu told, okay Parvati, just to pacify you, for your pleasure, don't worry, this Mahaprasad will descend in this material world, at Jagannath Puri, where Lord Jagannath is. I am there as Lord Jagannath. Then whatever offered to Lord Jagannath, this Mahaprasad will first offer to you. In this way, this Mahaprasad came. In this material also, this is then is spread everywhere, Mahaprasad. Wherever you have Lord's deity form, or even Sagram, you have to offer offer food, then you become Mahaprasad, then you eat Mahaprasad. When you want, make a principle that I eat only Mahaprasad, I don't eat anything, then he could control his tongue. Otherwise, you will cook and eat tasty food, and our consciousness must be pure. When you are eating Mahaprasad, we must have consciousness that I am eating Mahaprasad. Sometimes you make distinction also. This is Rasogola Mahaprasad, this is Pakora Mahaprasad, this is Rice Mahaprasad, this is Chapati Mahaprasad. And we also have some greediness for particular items. We should give up this. We have to give up this. This type of consciousness. We have to just think this is Mahaprasad. In a divine consciousness, if you accept Mahaprasad, then you can control the tongues. In a Mahabharata, there is a nice story. After Rajasuya Yajna, Yudhishthira Maharaj performed, then they feed all the devotees. There is every Brahmana and Vaishnava, the general people, they all they served the Mahaprasad. Then after eating, they gave some dakshina also. Lord Sri Krishna put his counsel, Panchajanya Sankha, that if your sacrifice is successful, then this conch will automatically make sound. It will blow automatically. But everything finished, but the conch is still there. It is not making sound. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "O Lord Sri Krishna, what is the wrong with us? Something is different because this conch is not making sound." So Krishna told, "The reason is that there is one Sopocha Bhakta. He says, born in the family of a dog eater, but he is a good, he is a pure devotee. You did not invite him. He just eating from the garbage, some prasad. Please invite him and feed him nicely. When he pleased, then automatically this counsel will flow." So they went and they find this Bhimo, will search and find the particular that Sopocha, that Chanda, that is Krishna gave the old address, and he came. And then Draupadi cooked for him, and he offered to Krishna, then he became Krishna Prasad, then he offered to this dog eater, this Chanda. Chanda, what he did? Draupadi cooked so many different items. But he took all items and make it together and started eating. Draupadi was thinking in his mind, really a Chanda, really a degraded man. He is just making everything, just eating. It's better to make khichdi and offer him. So, because of this thought was going in Draupadi's mind. So even this Chanda, he took prasad and he left. Still this conch was not. So they told, then Krishna told, there someone may be commit offenses at the feet of this Vaishnava. Someone thinking something bad in his mind about him. And Draupadi disclosed, "Yes, I thought something wrong about that. I was thinking like in my mind. But because I cook so many items with so many, my all efforts, but he make everything together and eating only like khichdi. So I was thinking it better to make khichdi for him." So Lord Sri Krishna told, "No, you go and call him back. Why he ate like that, he will explain." Then the Chandala came again. Then Lord Sri Krishna asked, why you are eat, make together all prasad and eat like this? Then he explained, "Because my mind is so crooked. If I will mix together and just eat, otherwise my mind will disturb me. I will thinking, oh, this item is good, very nice, this is good, this is bad, like I will discriminate in Mahaprasad. I do not want to do that. That's why it's a Mahaprasad, I eat everything." So in this way, Mahaprasad, we must have our consciousness that we are eating Mahaprasad. Then it works. Then our very easily we can control our tongue. And if we control his tongue, then Prabhupada wrote a letter of instruction also, Atyahara, Prayasa, Pajalapa, Niyamagra, in that verse. He wrote also these three senses, the tongue, belly and genitals, they are in one straight line. If you want to control them, first you have to control your tongue. By eating Krishna Prasad and by talking only Krishna Katha, no Prajalapa. Sukadeva Goswami, he always remains silent. He don't talk to the ordinary people. So just roaming around, just chanting holy name. But when he got an opportunity to speak Krishna Katha to Parikshit Maharaj, then he go on speaking. 7 days, 7 nights. Similarly also Jadbharat never speak his mundane talks. But when he get opportunity to speak to Rahugana, this is how then he start speaking. So that should be our habit, that we have to speak only Krishna Katha, not do Prajalpa. Gramya Varta na kahive, Gramya Varta na sunive. In this way, if we engage our tongue eating only Krishna Prasad and talking only about Krishna, Matchita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayanta Shamam Nityam Tushyantica Ramantica. Krishna is telling you, who is my devotee? What is the qualification of a devotee? His mind is always fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Makchita Madgata Prana, his whole life is dedicated for the service of Krishna. Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam. When the devotees meet together, then they talk only about Krishna. Kathayanta Shamam Nityam. Always just engaged in talking about Krishna. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, Maitreya, Vidurasa, so many examples there, on talking and Krishna. Then we can control our tongue. We cannot just stop, stopping the activity of the senses, we cannot conquer them. Engage them in Krishna consciousness. They have to eat something to supply tongue to Mahaprasad, and when tongue wants tongues, and they talk something, then talk about Krishna. This is the Goswami life. Otherwise, we are Godas. There are two types of people. Goswami and Godas. Bacha Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam, Jiha Vegam, Udara, Upastha Vegam, Etan Vedamja Visaheta Dhira, Sarvam Apimam Prithivinsa Sishya. The first verse of Nectar of Instruction. So, you have to control. But here is this verse is telling, if you want to control other senses, first control your tongue. Okay, I have to leave because my flight is 11 o'clock. So I stop here. Just any question or comment? Yes.
Maharaj, in ISKCON also we had a similar pastime took place. In Mayapur early days, the sun after Prabhupada took prasadam, then sannyasis would come and take the cherry pick, whatever they like, not anything else. So then at the end it would be like leftover, not everybody wants it. So Mother Rupasri, one Mataji, very nicely, as soon the prasadam plate would come, she would make a smash everything, like a literally squeeze everything. So then sannyasi would not like it anymore. So then the report went to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada actually came down one day. Said, oh, you are mixing everything. Say, yes, they are distinguishing. This is better, this is not better. Even though it's all remnants, so Prabhupada said, very nice, this is good idea.
Prabhupada also always liked to eat Mahaprasada. Even doctor told, no, don't eat these items, this is prohibited by doctor. Prabhupada told, I am not Dr. Das, I am Krishna Das. I have to eat Mahaprasada. One time, Vrindavan, in Rajbhog, Prasadam came out, then Prabhupada told to his servant, go and bring Krishna Balaram Prasad for me. So when the servant came, he was actually ecstatic. Prabhupada asking Mahaprasad. So he took the same, even the plate was not transferred. He took this original Chandi plate, that is the silver plate. Prasadam, the head was running. Hey, this is not transferred, wait, he did not listen. He took the original, the dirty plate and put it in front of Prabhupada. Then the pujari also running and he was standing there. And Prabhupada looked at his servant and then Lord also looked to pujari and smiled. And Prabhupada saw the plate, he could understand this is dirty plate. But still Prabhupada started eating from the directly on the dirty plate. Then he told to head pujari, Because he saw so much ecstasy of his servant, he was wanted to feed Mahaprasad to Prabhupada, or started eating from that same plate, of dirty plate. He told to Pujari, I can eat, but you don't imitate me. Then he told, after, don't change this plate. Wash it and again offer prasadam in this plate to deity. So this Prabhupada. So indirectly he told who he is. He is eternal associate of Krishna. He can eat on the same plate with Krishna Balaram. So Prabhupada also that we eat Mahaprasad. Prabhupada always like Mahaprasad. Even doctor told no kachori. Don't eat. Prabhupada likes kachori. Eat kachori. But one day when Prabhupada doing parikrama of this Krishna Balaram temple, then he came to the kitchen side. The pujari, no, the cook was Bibi Chaitanya Prabhu. Prabhupada told he is a pure devotee. So he was cooking and singing. Singing Hare Krishna and cooking. Prabhupada told Bibi Chaitanya has made some kachori. It is offered after offering to Krishna Balaram. Go and bring some kachori for me. So this Prabhupada also found on Mahaprasad. Okay, that's, we have to eat Mahaprasad, not ordinary prasad. To control our tongue, that is the bhava. Why I eat, and a devotee should take bhav, I eat only Mahaprasad, not ordinary food, from here and there. If you search like this, then Mahaprabhu told, Jiva Lalasadhani, iti iti dhai, Sishna Udara, Praya. Krishna Mahita, he cannot achieve Krishna. He will satisfy only his tongue and belly and then tongue. Okay?
Who told that story?
Which story?
About Prabhupada taking from the plate. About Prabhupada.
It is in Devi Shakti Mataji's book.
Pardon?
Devi Shakti Mataji.
And Prabhupada said, I can take, but you...
Well, you cannot take. You don't imitate me. Anyhow. Hare Krishna. Gantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
I'm going back to the lab.
When I'm speaking, so you cannot take money.
I don't get money in my